Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game, played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
Hey, fellas, this is what you work all off season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
Six Mississippi, seven Mississippi.
Boom, this is Fantasy T, and you're tuned in to 7 Mississippi right here on the HQ Sports Network. And we got a lot to dive into, folks, for another 3BZB season. And this is the ninth season for the 3BZB, believe it or not, folks. This great league, started by our great commissioner, 2015. And you know what? No, we don't got Timo. And we don't got Timo. And we don't got Timo. We also don't got H. But nothing stops this great tradition from being what it is. And that's a special tradition filled with knowledgeable, passionate football fans on their quest to raise the Ak Lombardi Trophy. Speaking of Ak Lombardi, he's off to a great start, had a wonderful draft. I mean, you could easily say he had the best draft. I'm sure a couple others might argue. But he's 2-1 right now. He's doing his thing, along with Hurricane, who's also 2-1. I mean, Hurricane really has been coming through like a hurricane lately, and you know what, we're going to talk to him coming up shortly. Waka Flocka, though, he sits up top at 3-0. You ask, is that a real 3-0? His points against are the lowest, but his points scored are second highest. So yeah, it's a real 3-0, folks. And the Hurricanes for real with the most points scored, and Ox Misfits at 3. And right now, whether you like it or not, folks, those are the powers that be here in the 3BZB. Oh, and 7-4 crew, shout out to 7-4 crew 2-1. But from 5 to 8, you got a bunch of 1-2s, and unfortunately for these nuts, he's 0-3. More analysis after this.
Leon, your reactions following today's devastating loss.
Football's a team sport, man. So I got to put the loss squarely on the shoulders of my supporting cast. Look, man, I've been carrying these guys the whole season, but I can't do it all. I need some help.
So your 4 fumbles weren't a factor in your mind?
Not if one of those other guys would have jumped on the ball. Again. Leon can't do everything.
There's no I in team.
Well, ain't no we either.
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day! We're gonna be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
Fake down the middle. Oh, he ripped it. He got Garrett Wilson in stride. And this is going the distance. Just like that, the Jets have life. And wow, what a strike. And you went to the guy.
That was a Garrett Wilson touchdown from last week, week 3. I was going to find a way to mix Garrett Wilson into this week, but he didn't do anything against New England. Christian Gonzalez held him down, but it is survival of the fittest right now. But not everyone is struggling. Our next guest was Week 3's Surterra Dispensary highest scorer of the week.
You good, T-Minus?
Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick, I'm all in my bag, as hard as it get, I do not throw powder.
Yes, folks, it's true. We got Hurricane here in the studio. Hurricane, welcome back to the 3BZB. It hasn't been the same without you. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
Hurricane, is that what they want to hear in the podcast, man? Are we really gonna? We need to, you know, let's make this okay.
All right.
3, 2. And yes, folks, it is true. Hurricane is back in the 3BZB, and he's here with me in the HQ Sports Studio. Hurricane, it's been a long time. The league hasn't been the same without you. How are you, my friend?
I mean, I'm just doing damage. I'm kicking people's ass. What else is new? This is what Hurricane does. This is why he's here, just to cause havoc in this league.
And Hurricane, you're not just saying that for fun. I mean, you look at the standings right now. You're 2-1, but you have the most points scored in the league. I mean, how does that feel?
I mean, this is why I draft the way I do. I pick players who I feel very strongly about, and everybody else is sleeping at the wheel. What can I tell you?
And he put up nearly 50 points. I mean, that is nuts. And you had the vision and the football intellect and the insight to see that Miami was about to blow up. I mean, what did you see in there about Mike McDaniel's speed motion offense that others just didn't see?
Well, I know Raheem used to be in San Francisco, and he was very good when he was there before they got Christian McCaffrey. And, you know, last year they were just on the verge of exploding. And don't forget, I also got his backup, who before he was even available on the waiver wire in terms of Acme. So, I mean, between those two, I mean, it's just an incredible tandem to use.
Who'd you pick up? You said Ock was going to pick him up?
No. I picked up Devon Acme before he was even available.
Oh, Devon A-Chain. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, and you have him too.
Yeah.
Well, Hurricane, I mean, and not only that, you were the highest scorer this past week with 233.78 points. I mean, wow. It was a high-scoring week in general, but you put your opponent to bed early there, the commission, the comeback adult. How'd that make you feel, Hurricane? How about that?
I mean, his whole team was going at 1 o'clock. I was going step for step with him, you know, at halftime. And then the team just unloaded in the second half, and it just felt fantastic. I honestly should have broken 300 if I had started both Miami running backs at that point.
That's true, Hurricane, but with the amount of points that you have, I mean, you start them, you bench them, it doesn't matter right now. Hurricane, you left the 3BZB a few years ago, and there was much discussion around, you know, certain locker rooms as to what happened here. You know, there were rumors that you just got tired of not being able to hoist the trophy, the Ock Lombardi trophy. There were rumors that you didn't like how the league was being run. There were a lot of rumors. Can you clear this up? Can you let us know why you left the 3BZB?
Yeah, I kind of needed a break. Some of the 3BZB members, I'm not going to mention names, but, you know, they don't know how to take constructive criticism or, you know, basically handle some trash talking. I dish it as well as take it. You know that better than anybody.
Oh, absolutely.
And, so, you know, the fact that I'm doing well this year, I've had other years where I haven't been doing really hot. So I just needed a couple of years to kind of reset my focus. And then when I got the call from the commission to join, I said, you know, not only am I going to join, but I'm going to really take the beat by storm this year, from this year, from this year, from this year.
Pardon me, would you have any gray poupon?
But of course.
Gray poupon, one of life's finer pleasures.
It's week 4 in the National Football League. And it's week 4 in the 3BZB. This is where the big boys play. In the league where they play for pay. Matchup of the week, We've got number one Waka Flocka taking on number two Hurricane, but Hurricane has the most points in the league. That is definitely the marquee matchup of the week. But we also want to look at the number three and number four seeds going at it with Ox Misfits and Seventh Floor Crew. So, Hurricane, thank you for joining me again for this segment. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through Waka's team, and you go through your team, and you tell us why you think you're going to win, and I'm going to tell you if I think Waka will win.
All right, let's do it.
You can go ahead and start, my friend.
I mean, looking at this matchup, it's obviously very easy why I think my team is going to win. I got the trio, Stephon Diggs, playing Miami. Justin Jefferson just went off last week. He's at Carolina, and Ja'Marr Chase is at Tennessee. You know, I mean, that's just an incredible freaking trio to go through. And then you got Lamar Jackson, who's going to blow up against Cleveland and Deshaun Watson. Hurricane also has, Raheem Mostert and the backup going Stephon after what he did last week when he put up over 50 points. And then there's going to be a shootout between Dallas and New England. I got Justin Jefferson going.
A shootout between New England and Dallas? I don't know about that.
I think so. I think New England's going to rebound after that atrocious rainstorm that happened against the Jets last week. And Jake Ferguson is, Dak's favorite target when he gets stuck. And then in the flexes, I have Jerome Ford, who's now Nick Chubb's permanent replacement. He just had two touchdowns last week. Tyler Lockett has a very good matchup in Monday Night Football against the Giants. And then Baltimore's against Cleveland, and the kicker is at Atlanta. But who knows if Hurricane's going to change anything last minute. But I don't even care about looking at Waka's squad because it's a joke. I mean, he did just lose Mike Williams for the year, so I don't even know who he's going to pick in that spot.
Well, maybe he'll go after Joshua Palmer in the waiver wire tonight. Certainly your team doesn't need any help. I'll tell you what, that Dallas-New England game, if you think it's going to go off, I don't know. I can see that being a low-scoring game and Belichick's defense and the rookie Christian Gonzalez possibly slowing down CeeDee Lamb. He's been playing really well. But you can't argue with your decisions here. And I'll go over Waka's team. He's got Herbert going up against the Raiders, which is a great play, with or without Mike Williams. And we talked about CeeDee Lamb versus the Patriots. I don't know. I mean, you got to start CeeDee Lamb, right, Hurricane? But going up against Gonzalez, that won't be an easy matchup.
Not at all.
DeAndre Hopkins, he's still in the league, huh? That's not too inspiring. He's got Mike Williams there, which will change. Bijan Robinson and Josh Jacobs. I mean, Bijan is going to possibly feast against that weakened Jacksonville defense. And Josh Jacobs, I don't know if he can get you 100 yards anymore. Maybe he'll finally bounce back. The Chargers are a good team to do it against. He's got Hawkinson. Breece Hall. I mean, I don't know what we'll get out of Breece Hall. Christian Kirk. It's either his week or Ridley's week, it's starting to seem. But Ridley's still Ridley. Christian Kirk ain't Ridley. Let's be honest. And then some decisions on the bench here. Nothing really to, this is a matchup of 1 and 2, but Hurricane, I think I agree with you. There's no competition here. They better get ready for some Hurricane wins.
I love it. I can't wait.
All right. Now on to the Ox Misfits and the Seventh Floor Crew. The three and the four going at it. What do you think about Ox team? What do you think about Ox team here? What do you think about Seventh Floor Crew's team? I mean, we don't know who's going to start because he's benching all his players per usual, which is his strategy.
Right. I don't know why they keep doing that, but whatever.
It makes it hard for the podcast, but what do you think here? I mean, we got Derrick Henry, who's limping around, has the worst offensive line in football against Cincinnati. If that's his bell cow, that's not a good sign. But he's got some players with a bit of upside in Pickens and Addison and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, this is he's got Josh Allen. I mean, the more you look through his players are, the more players you find are actually pretty good. And James Conner here and Terry McLaurin. I mean, he's got some options here. He's got some options to go through. But, Tony Pollard, I don't like his matchup this week, but he's got some players here. What do you think overall in the 7-4 crew?
I think for him to compete with Off this week, he really has to have, Josh Allen go off. His running backs have to do really well, like you mentioned. Amari St. Brown has to have a really good game on Thursday Night Football.
And he might need Alvin Kamara to come back. I know there's talks of him coming back this week, but if he's able to put him in the flex, maybe, you know, he's able to go toe-to-toe with Ock.
What do you like about Ock's team that you think could pull him apart from the 7-4 crew?
I mean, he has Jalen Hurts at the helm in the quarterback position. I mean, the Eagles are red hot, but obviously still undefeated. And then when you have Christian McCaffrey as your RB.
I mean, and how much did he pay for McCaffrey? He got him for like $40. How did that happen? I have no clue. People aren't paying attention, like you said, Hurricane.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, he has Travis Kelce, Miles Sanders. I mean, he has a lot of good options. Keenan Allen just went off last week and threw a touchdown, I believe. Is that correct?
Keenan Allen threw a touchdown? Did he?
I believe he did, something like that. Or he was involved in a touchdown flicker play or something. I think he get him 50 points last week. He's just wild.
Well, Keenan Allen's going to get fed even more now with Mike Williams out. You know, we'll see if Joshua Palmer or Quentin Johnston end up being the man there. But I think Palmer so far. So it sounds like you're more of an Ox Misfits guy here. And this one's going to be close to call. It might be too close to call. If I knew what, you know, 7-4's crew's lineup was, I might consider them. But for now, I'm going to take the namesake of the trophy, Ock Lombardi. Hurricane, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in to 7 Mississippi. Hey, this is Fantasy T. And when Fantasy T says something, sometimes it happens.